Blog Talk Radio
presents Blog Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barr, and oh my goodness, I almost missed my own show tonight. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. The other night, I fell asleep and almost missed the show, and I was too busy doing something. I'm like, oh my God, I have 5 seconds to get on. Anyway, we have a great show for you guys tonight. We've got actor, musician, Alan Bernhoff with us, and oh my God, he sent me so much music, and it's all really good. I really enjoyed it, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. And last night, I hope you got to listen to Rick Levy from the Box Tops. They're going on tour. Go to their website, boxtops.com, to check the dates, and they're coming out here to the East Coast. I'm excited. So thank you for listening, and I believe we have Alan on the line. Alan, is that you?
That is me. I am here.
Hi, Alan Bernhoft, everybody. Welcome to the show, Alan. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor.
Well, I've got to say, damn, man, you do sound like John Lennon. Jesus. man, how long have you been doing the Beatles tribute?
I don't really do it anymore, but I did it pretty solid professionally for probably 20 years, you know. And and that's, you know, the full costumes and the Vox amps and the Rickenbacker, you know, the whole show, you know.
Right.
And, it's a blast, you know. It's a great way. It's kind of a high caliber of musician that you end up playing with, because the people that are able to play and sing that stuff aren't just whistling Dixie, you know.
Right.
So it's a pretty neat. I mean, it's like a whole neighborhood, you know, that you join when you start doing that. And I literally had, I've been with several different bands over the years, but I've had gigs where I stepped on stage with three guys I'd never met, and we looked at the song list, and I said, yeah, we're good, and we, you know, go into it. So everybody knows the parts generally, it's a lot of fun. But
yeah,
I always kind
of
sounded like him, and I just, you know, kind of fell into it.
Right, right. And now the albums that you have out, Beatlesque, I mean, that's you're on your fourth one now, and that's pretty much songs that you've written that sound very John Lennon Beatle, right? I mean, or am I wrong?
Yeah. Actually, five. There's five of them
out. Oh,
number
five. I got number four. I got up to four.
Yeah.
I didn't see five.
The fifth one is called Beatlesque Station, because I was just tired of numbering them, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But
right.
Yeah, that originally started because a Paul McCartney buddy of mine that I've worked with for years, Jeff Tuzinski, was working on this film about Paul McCartney, like this pseudo kind of documentary, and they needed Beatles songs, but they couldn't afford the Beatles, so they would have clips of the Beatles coming off the plane, and they ended up using five or six of my songs for that movie.
And
it was called Desperately Seeking Paul McCartney, and it's out there. It's pretty fun. It's a pretty cool little movie about a lady that interviewed the Beatles when she was a teenager, you know, and then she goes back and kind of retraces like those days, and it's very nostalgic and sweet. But Jeff brought me into that, and the filmmaker loved my stuff, and like I said, they ended up using five or six, but they didn't release a soundtrack. So I thought, well, I'll just release my own soundtrack because I got plenty of this stuff that sounds like the Beatles just from playing Beatles forever. I'm a songwriter, and
right.
that's kind of the stuff that comes out sometime, you know?
Well,
and,
it's all good. All good. My God, it's
you.
All good.
So
yeah.
I started with the very first one, Beatlesque 1, with the intention of, well, I can make more of these if I want. And I already had five or six CDs out of my original music by that point. And so I put that out, and it got a really good response, and people liked it, and which is why I continued to put several volumes of it out.
Well, it's really good. I liked it a lot. And now, how did you wind up doing Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Was that before the Beatles playing John Lennon or after, during?
At the same time, I was doing some Beatles stuff at the time, but not as much professionally. But I was out here, you know, as an actor and a musician. I had a little record deal with Greg Shaw with Vox Records with my band called The Mice. Mm-hmm. And so we were playing gigs and doing stuff, and I'd always been an actor too, and I was doing a lot of improv and acting classes. And I kind of wrote this rock musical to do live as a set, you know, because when you I'm from Louisiana, so in Louisiana, when you played a gig, you had the club all night usually. Maybe you'd share it with another band, but you come out here and it's projects and it's 45-minute sets and it's, you know, how many people can you get in the club? And just this,
nice.
It's a real, real different thing in LA, mm-hmm. and still is. So I was like, how can we get people's attention? How can we pull people into a club? And I thought, well, if I did a little theatrical piece where I turned from Dr. Jekyll into Mr. Hyde right in front of their faces, that would be pretty cool. You know,
yeah.
kind of Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie kind of stuff. And so I ended up like writing the whole musical, which we performed a few times with a band that I had after The Mice called Mary Kelly, some of the same guys. Mm. And we performed it a few times in clubs. And then I just decided to go ahead and like try to make it as an indie film and pull my friends together and pull money together. And which I did. I mean, it was like climbing a friggin' mountain. And it took a long time, and it was rough, but we made the movie we wanted to make. I was interning at a recording studio, and a guy there named Andre Champagne, and that's his real name, Andre Champagne. We took a liking to each other, and then he was a producer and recorder, but he said, you know, I went to film school, and I was like, no way, okay. So I just started talking to him about my project, and we just started pulling it together. And basically, you know, to make an indie film, here's the advice to anyone out there that wants to make an indie film or anything you want to do creatively. Make a list of everything that's going to cost you a ton of money and take forever to do, and then make a second list of everything that you can do right now, like today.
Right.
Start on that first list, and the second list will slowly sort of take care of itself. So I got the film made, and I'm really proud of it, and I did the soundtrack and used lots of actor friends and my buddy Hal Blaine, the legendary session musician, did a cameo in the movie.
Right.
And I started as a drummer, so he was my hero since I was a little kid.
Mm.
And it's out there, and we got a lot of awards and stuff, and it definitely led to a lot more stuff. It was kind of like a calling card. I was like, okay, this is me as a session drummer. This is me as a producer. This is me as a soundtrack guy. This is me as an actor, screenwriter. I wrote the screenplay with my partner, Robert Ricucci, who was also from my acting class. And it's pretty fun. It's still around, and I still hear about it from people. You know what I mean? It didn't just sort of disappear.
I can't believe I never heard of it. I can't believe I've never heard of it. I have to watch it. I can't wait to watch it. I only saw a snippet, you know, and I love B-movies, number one. I love the camp. I love the camp. So, and it's so funny when I was looking at your online bio and everything. I can't, we've been in a lot of the same publications. It's so funny because I actually, when I started years ago, I had a lot of music in B movies, and that's how I met this crowd. And I don't know, you may know some people that I know, Pete Jackalone.
Probably. Who?
John Arricchio.
No.
Well, John actually is my co-host once in a while. He'll pop in, and he does a lot of indie B movies as well. But I'm getting almost the feel of it could be almost be current modern day Rocky Horror possibly catch on.
Yeah, through that movie, I became friends with Paul Williams, who is one of my the songwriter, who is one of my heroes.
Yeah, I love Paul Williams too.
Yeah, he saw it and loved it, and he had done Phantom of the Paradise. That was one of Brian De Palma's first films, and you know, he thought it reminded him of that and Rocky Horror. You know, of course, I mean, we had like no budget, and there are times when you can tell, and there are times when you can't tell. But I mean, I'm proud of it, and it's like the bottom line is, you know, I made my friggin' movie. I mean, you come to L.A. and everybody wants to write a screenplay or make their own movie or do their own thing, but you know, it's hard, and you know, it's my own thing, and for good or bad, it's you know,
well,
but I love it, and we got a lot of awards. You know, we
definitely
won a lot of,
I know, I saw.
Pretty cool. Pretty fun.
Yeah, it's when did it come out actually?
The first almost 20 years ago was the first screening.
Wow.
At the Whitefire Theater, you know, that theater on Ventura Boulevard. That was our like first. It was on a Halloween. And,
on Halloween it was released, right?
Yeah, and then we you know, we screened at lots of festivals and. It was really neat. And like I said, I still hear from people, you know, at least a few times a year, people that connect and go, "Guy, I love that movie. It's so great." You know, and which is great. You know, when you're an artist, you never know what kind of mood you might be in. And when somebody hits
right.
you with that, it's pretty cool.
Right. And what do you, the clown, is it clowns? What is I can't recall what it is.
Clown suit?
Yeah, is that what you're doing now?
Well, that's my most recent CD, and it's like the opposite pretty much of anything Beatlesque or rock and roll. It's very techno, and it's very a lot of spoken word stuff, but it's still pop songs.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, when I heard the music to that compared to the music that you've done, either Beatlesque or even the Jekyll and Hyde, I mean, your talent is like crazy. My God, that you could do. Wait till we play it. You guys are going to hear the versatility of this guy's talent. You're not going to believe. Alan, I can't believe the talent that you have. That going from the rock to the Beatles, then into the, like you said, the techno. And I when I heard the techno stuff, I was like, wait a minute. I was not expecting that after hearing everything else that I heard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of people are that way. And, you know, I mean, as a musician yourself, everyone you know does quite a variety, but you definitely get pigeonholed because that's sort of the only way to have any sort of success at all is for people to know you for one thing. And so people knowing me as the Beatlesque stuff, it made a lot of connections and a lot of friends and a lot of gigs and, you know, different soundtrack stuff. And, you know, but it's just, it's not the only thing that I do, you know? And
exactly. I just meant I was very, very, very surprised when I got to that after listening to everything else, because I saved that for last. What?
Yeah, a lot of my friends were as well, because they were just like, this is really good. I don't know what it is, but I've heard this kind of stuff and you know, but I've always listened to that kind of stuff on, you know, like Sirius and Spotify and stuff, just that sort of Euro cafe. It's not really rap. It's not really hip hop, but it's sort of, you know, this electronic stuff. And it's been around a long time. It's almost retro now. You know, but it's just fun because it's a different way of writing and recording too, because I was, as an actor and a musician, you know, you try to find your own voice, and some people do it when they're 12, some people it takes forever. And for me, I was always such a good mimic that I was always mimicking, you know, John Lennon and the Beatles and other people, and not really sure what my actual voice was, if I, what I sounded like when I wasn't imitating somebody, you know?
Right.
And
right.
I also do a lot of big band kind of standards and Sinatra kind of stuff as well. So,
wow.
yeah. And I did a jazz album too with Hal Blaine of standards featuring my uncle, who's a New Orleans jazz harmonica player, George Avalastic. Yeah, yeah. I was going to send you some of that, but I was like, I sent you like 40 songs.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I listened to all of them. I may have not listened
to them in their
entirety, but I did listen to every single one of them. And that's when I saved the newer stuff for last. And I was like, whoa, what the hell did I just hear? It's cool, but I cannot believe this just came from this guy. You know?
Right. Right. And I have the children's music too, but it's still sort of Beatlesque. It's got a 60s vibe to it, but that works for kids' music because kids don't care. They just want melody and colorful fun, you know?
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, well, if you want to play something or you want to, want
I
me
do,
to talk
I
about,
do.
What, or whatever, however you want to do it.
I was thinking if we should, maybe let everybody hear the transgression that I heard, but I want them to hear. Now, this is from Jekyll and Hyde. This is from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde's rock and roll musical. And this one is the theme. So wait, it's heavy, not real heavy, but, you know, it's rock. I just want you to hear the transition to where we go in playing these music tonight. You're not going to believe it. And it's all so good. So this is Alan, who played on the soundtrack for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Is that all
me?
You only, or you have other folks?
Yeah, all me. Now there was a horn section. Some of the horns are fake, you know, there are synthesizers, but some of them are real horn section. And I met those guys through an album that I played drums on with a band called Theory, that had some songs in TV and stuff, and we had this horn section and some of the sessions I met the guys and grabbed their numbers and went, I could use you. And so I hired them and used them for the Jekyll and Hyde soundtrack. So a lot of the horns you hear, it's real ones combined with fake ones. But otherwise, it's me doing everything. Now the actors and the actresses did their singing, you know, did their own singing parts. But, you know, and that was another thing to prove it to myself that I could do that level of session work, you know, because like I said, I started on drums and I'm decent on guitar and bass and keyboards, passable, you know.
Yeah.
And when you're John Lennon in the bands, you usually have to play a little bass and a little keyboards too when the McCartney is off doing his thing, you know. But generally you're playing rhythm guitar. So you know, I'm adequate on lots of instruments, but the only thing I think that I really mastered early was drums. But anyway, so the Jekyll and Hyde soundtrack, that was sort of my first foray before I started doing my solo CDs to just see if I could do it, just see if I could sound like a band, you know?
Right. Well, this is a stupid question. Which took longer, the movie or the soundtrack? I mean, I know you're going to say the movie.
Yeah, the movie for sure. Mainly because we had the, you know, we were still shooting on film in those days. We shot on 16mm because we wanted this certain kind of look. Actually a lot of different looks. We used a lot of different kind of film stock. And back in those days, there were short end houses. So all over LA, you know, people that would shoot they'd have film left and sell it to these short end houses. And that's what we would buy were these short ends of 16mm film. And so we had to shoot it all. We shot it all on actual film. And so we would be saving money and go, okay, we'll shoot this month, and we'll get this shot. And then we'd reassemble the cast and find the location and pull it all together and get the film stock and then shoot. And then we would, you know, be transferring that to digital for editing and then figuring, you know, pulling the money together and everything to do the next location and then the next location. And we were really lucky to have, like, the Baked Potato, Don Randy, who owns the Baked Potato, the legendary club, he let us use the club. Because Hal told him to.
When Hal Blaine speaks, you listen. When Hal Blaine speaks,
that's
you
what
listen.
He said.
Yep.
It was like
that's
the,
right.
It was like the friggin' Godfather. But those two go way back. They're good buddies. So,
well,
you know, stuff
Hal,
like that.
Hal Blaine is amazing. Yeah, Hal Blaine is amazing.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But, well, let's play this. This is the theme to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde rock and roll musical. And then after it plays, we got to let everybody know where they can see it. So, you know, how they can get
okay.
it, because I really want to see it myself in its entirety. So I need to find out where to see it too. So this is the theme from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Alan Bernhoff.
My name is Henry Jekyll, and I feel a bit unsure. Can a mortal man survive such a thing? Will my heart and soul
The production in that is just fabulous. My God, I can't. I just want to see the movie so bad. Just from hearing the production of the movie. I mean, of the music, you know.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. You know, we did all that in Andre's studio up in the hills, north of Los Angeles, and you know, he's still there and still recording, and it was a blast.
Yeah,
it
definitely.
It was great.
Now, King of the Night, is that from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yeah, that particular scene never made it into the movie because we never finished it. But it's just one of my favorite songs from the soundtrack.
Yeah,
it's
I
Hyde
like it.
Hyde going just super nuts, and it's a very, very much like an Alice Cooper kind of thing. And that's kind of why I sent it along, because there's only certain versions of the soundtrack that you can get that have that one included. There are a couple of songs and a couple of scenes that we ended up having to cut out that were from the live show, you know, just because we had to. It's like you got to, yeah, you have to be your own editor and, you know, producer
right.
and everything. So
right, right.
But
well, I was getting the Alice Cooper feel.
Song.
Yeah, in the theme song, I was getting the Alice Cooper feel.
Oh, yeah, big hero of mine, man. Underrated
yeah.
singer.
Boy,
he
oh,
was phenomenal.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, where can people see it now? Where is it available now if they wanted to see Dr.
You know,
Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
I know that you can buy a couple of different versions of it on Amazon, but the full movie, Andre has it up on his YouTube. So you can go to YouTube and go to Andre Media, which is Andre Champagne's channel, and there's a lot of other interesting stuff there, believe me. But he has the entire movie there, and that would be the best place to see and hear it, because if he's going to post something, he's going to make it look and sound as good as he possibly can. So
right.
that's the place to see the whole thing.
Cool, cool. Well, I want to play King
yeah,
of the Night right now
having.
Because I want to get into the Beatles stuff too. So, you know, I don't
okay.
want to run long on time. So, and this is King of the, is it 16 King of the Night or the 16 was the track? Because it came up with 16 King of the Night.
Oh, that's the track number. On
that's
the,
what
on
I thought,
the,
yeah.
The soundtrack,
well, this,
yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Right. Okay, so this is track cut 16 on the CD of the movie Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde Rock and Roll Musical, and I like this one a lot too. King of the Night. This one's now. Here's the versatility in the music. Listen to this.
We'll be right back.
I really got to see this movie. I got to see it. That music is just pulling me in. So now this is a stupid question, too. Now, are you, you've got 16 CDs out and dedicated, what, at least five to the Beatles. So are you more a musician or a movie guy? I mean, what do you, I know you must love both, but I mean, I'm guessing you're more into the music than you are the acting and writing movie. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I'd say more music just because that's what I started in, you know, and I was doing that a long time before I really started doing a lot of acting. But I mean, I like all of it, and I have, you know, like a regular actor, I have an agent and that sends me out on stuff all the time, you know, and I get little things here and there and, you know, too dumb to quit. And I love it too much, and I always try to train somewhere but you know, I'm focusing more on soundtrack stuff because I've had a lot of luck over the years with songs and pieces of music and soundtracks, so I'm really focusing on that, and I have all that up on SoundCloud right now for music supervisors to check out my different stuff. I kind of have them, you know, smashed into different categories. And
right.
Including a lot of instrumental work and pieces of like that. But it, I'd love to be a soundtrack guy, you know, if I ever grow up, you know. That's sort of like Danny Elfman is like, you know, my big soundtrack hero. I just friggin' like love his career and what he's done. But yeah. I don't know if that answers the question, but
do you remember God, Danny Elfman, his name was the only name you heard half the time. Back, about 20 years ago, it was like, Danny Elfman did it. This Danny Elfman did it. You know, he was on everything. My God. You know?
Yeah, once he
started
with
soundtrack. I mean, he's still
huge.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sorry?
Yeah, he just did a new solo album, and it's incredible. Blows me away, you know? That,
I bet.
After doing that much work to still be original and just kind of out there, it's so inspiring. You know what I mean? It's just great. But check out his new album. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely. I got to ask you now this is a stupid question because you may have already, but have you ever met any of the Beatles when you were doing the Beatles tribute bands, or how close did you get to since you were so good and so big into
it?
I mean,
the only one I met was George Harrison.
Cool.
But it was when I was a waiter, because off and on I've been a waiter as well throughout Los Angeles, and probably half of my heroes that I met as a waiter, the other half I would meet either acting or doing music. You know, like Hal Blaine originally, he heard the soundtrack to Jekyll and Hyde and sent me a letter saying he loved my playing and thought I was great. He really loved my drumming. And then, you know, his number was on there, so I called him, and we became friends, and I knew him 25 years, I think, right up to when he passed away year before last. But I met George at a restaurant I was working at in Pasadena, which is just, you know, like crazy. He was at a concert with Ravi Shankar at the Pasadena Civic, and they came over and had dinner at this restaurant I worked at. And he was super nice and really, really cool. And I was like, you know, and I had met a lot of my heroes and a lot of stars, and I had no idea what to say. I was just like, everyone has said everything to him, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
And the restaurant was kind of cleared out at the end of the night, and he was about to leave, and he could tell I wanted to say hi to him or talk to him or something. And he just walked up to me and shook my hand. And I just said, man, you know, I can't tell you what your music has meant to me. And he, without missing a beat, he goes, well, I think you just did. And apparently, according to witnesses, we had about a 10 or 15 minute talk. But I don't remember what we said, or, you know, I was just like, you know, because I wasn't going to go, hey, I imitate John Lennon and I do your music. And, you know, I just thought like,
right. Right.
You know, he's heard everything from everybody. It was just kind of
right.
Like, but he looked just like George, and boy, it was so funny hearing that voice come out, you know?
Yeah. No, I was just curious because, you know, when you're in a I don't want to say tribute band, but especially a Beatle band like Beatlemania, you know, at the time when, do you remember Beatlemania was out on Broadway? I mean, these guys were top notch, right?
A lot of those guys are still playing, and I have, right. I've done shows with a lot of the guys that were in, you know, the early casts of Beatlemania. A lot of them are still around and still doing it.
Right,
so, yeah.
So you know, they were top notch, so I'm wondering if any of the Beatles went to see them perform or met them or even gave a shit, you know what I mean? That's why I asked if you met any of them.
No, I didn't, but I think one of my buddies met Lennon back then because Lennon was still alive in New York, and I think he was a fan of it. He was also a fan of the conventions, and the Beatle conventions where I first met people and, you know, heard about the sound alike thing and heard about the idea that people do tribute shows. And I was like, well, that would be a fun gig, you know, dress up like John Lennon and sing Beatles songs, you know.
Right. I know. I got to ask you about Mr. Dope Man. Was that for something special or just a parody?
It was for something special because I had this band called the Wedgeheads around like 1980 in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we were apparently the first punk band in Louisiana. I'm not sure about that, but we're actually in some music museums and stuff. Mm. And I'm still friends with the guys in the band, and we actually reunited because there were a lot of live recordings and a lot of bootlegs. And it's one of those things kind of like Jekyll and Hyde that just doesn't go away. I keep hearing about it, you know, and we were, we played for about a year and we did parody songs. We had the two main songwriters wrote all these just hilarious songs. Like you got one of them there, Gimme, Gimme Raw Meat, and Dancing with the Manson Girls and just all kind of funny stuff. But it was, you know, we turned out to be a really good rock band and we've all been friends and stayed in touch. And so 5 or 6 years ago, we reunited virtually and I produced a Wedgeheads album. And on that album, one of my contributions was Please Mr. Dope Man, which is a parody of the Beatles' Please Mr. Postman, but it's all about pot. And it's just as relevant now as it was back then because now pot's legal and everyone's, you know, smoking and everything. But yeah.
Right.
So that was, that was pretty classic.
Yeah, I picked it because Mr. Postman from the Beatles is one of my favorites, and, you know, I like that. I love John's voice in that, so,
too.
But I want to play it because we got a lot of songs to play. We're running short. This is Mr. Dope Man, the Wedgeheads, with Alan in there, Alan Bernhoff with the Wedgeheads, and it's Please Mr. Dope Man. I really like it. It's cool.
Oh, yes, wait a minute. Yeah.
liked it. I liked it. That's one of my, I liked that song anyway, but I never heard Mr. Dope Man, that's for sure. Oh, and you sound just like him. It's amazing. My God. I can't believe it.
Oh, thank you.
Can't believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the amazing thing about that album, like 20th Century Wedgeheads, you know, we recorded it virtually and I produced it and everything. 2017, I think. We got on the Grammy nominations. That album technically it's called a Grammy nod, and that means you're in the first round of voting for, and it was for Best Comedy Album. And we were blown away, you know. And so
yeah.
The second round of voting that comes up and when you get to be an actual nominee, of course, it was all, you know, like Louis C.K. and Sarah Silverman and stand-up comics and stuff
yeah.
like that. But we were blown
right.
away just to get that acclaim from, you know,
sure.
something that was just recorded. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was deserved, but still, like, you know, what's something must be wrong at the Grammys.
No, come on. That was good. That was good. I liked it. I liked it. Well, let's
Thank
move
you.
On because I want to make sure we get at least one from the newer music, but I want to get the Beatles out to everybody too, because they're really good. So I liked, Little Girls and Playdate.
Oh.
Which one you want to play?
Well, Little Girls is from Jekyll and Hyde. Also.
Okay. So you want to do Playdate?
Sure, Playdate is one of my children's songs from the children's music and an internet radio show I did for about a year, a children's show called Playdate. But it's also one of my Beatlesque songs. It's like
yeah.
my closest I think I've ever come to like a Phil Spector wall of sound. But yeah,
right.
That's a good one.
That's what I got out of it too. So this is Playdate,
cool.
Alan Burnoff. Check it out. I like this one too.
I'm so excited, I'm so excited, I'm so excited.
I've got a play date with you.
I'm coming over.
Bring me along.
I'm coming over.
Sing me a song.
I'm coming over.
I've got a play date with you.
I have got a play. Jump into the pool, climb around the monkey bars and scream. Maybe then you'll chase me. We'll have a snack and be real cool. I'll say please and thank you. Be your mommy's little dream.
I'm so excited.
Chasing and hugging and talking and drawing and racing and bouncing and dreaming with me. Leaving and tumbling and crashing and bumping and kidding and goofing and smiling and grinning with you. Running and jumping and laughing and playing and dancing and singing and skipping and climbing and swimming and chasing and hugging and bumping and stomping.
I'm so excited.
Bring me along.
Get those kids stuff out of there. That's a damn hit, man.
Should I
get
make it about
pot? Get the kitty stuff out of there. That's a hit.
Thank you.
It is.
Why not?
That sounds like something he could have did. They could have did. I mean, that song is definitely, you need to change the kitty words out. You got to get another version. I'm sure you do have two versions, so.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I do that stuff all the time.
Yeah, because I think that one, that could have been a hit, that one, man. I think that one you should have shopped around. Jeez. Let's do
Thanks.
Little Girls, because that one's good, too. That one's good, too. Let's do that. This is Little Girls. This is from the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde rock and roll musical soundtrack as well. But it's another Beatles-esque sounding. It's cool. Check it out. That one had me spinning a little bit, because I got Alice Cooper for sure, and then I'm feeling John Lennon in the 70s when John Lennon was doing the 70s stuff, and then of course Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So man, that was just like wow.
Oh, you'll love the scene in the movie, because that's one of the scenes in The Baked Potato. So it's really fun. It was really cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this now. I got to check it out. I hope I can catch it tonight. I definitely got to watch it tonight. Did you send it to me or no? I saw I had a bunch
of
links.
I'll send you a link. Yeah, I'll definitely
send you a link.
I thought
there was a link.
Link is in there, but it's on YouTube, like I said, on Andre's channel. He just put it up not long ago, because we were at a point where there was nowhere to see it unless you bought the DVD.
Right.
And, you know, people ain't buying DVDs much anymore.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Just like
Right. Well, guys, if you want to check out Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde's rock and roll musical, go to andremedia.com, andremedia.com, and you can check it out. I'm going to try and check it out tonight. So now, Now, this is what I was talking about, the versatility, because now we're going to go to the newer stuff. I picked In Peace and, I think I picked Drink You In, too. Let me see. Hold on one second, hon. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, Drink You In and In Peace. Now, yes, I got both. That's good. Good, good. So now these are from, are they from Baby Clown Suit or no?
Yes.
Now tell me, what's
Baby
Clown Suit about?
Which I just put out around September. I'm sorry?
What's Baby Clown Suit about?
Well, it's a song. I don't know exactly what it's about because it's just sort of some weird poetry that landed in my brain.
Okay.
And
so
that's kind of what the whole
thing is. It's not a movie, right, Alan?
No, it's not
okay.
A movie. Not yet.
I thought it was a movie. That's why I asked, yeah.
No, it's a CD, and it's the
CD.
Name of a song that's on the CD. But, yeah, the whole CD is that style of, you know, just sort of like free verse kind of talking, almost rap, almost sort of hip-hop or techno or electronica.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it. House
right.
Music. People call it all kind of stuff.
House music all night long. House music all night long, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to play In Peace because I like that one. Are you okay with that one or you prefer Drink You In?
Oh, yeah. That's about COVID, man. There's a
That's
video
what I
out.
Kind of thought. I kind of thought so, too. Yep, when I heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll send
so.
You a link to the video. You'll like that video because I just it's about COVID and homeless and, you know, that whole sort of thing, you know?
Yes, well, let's let everybody hear it. This is In Peace. And it's off of Baby Clown Suit, yes?
Yes.
Yes. I want to make sure I get that right. I'm sorry. And In Peace on Baby Clown Suit, the newest CD. We're working on new stuff. We're going to talk about that after this. And this is In Peace, Alan Berhoff on Baby Clown Suit CD. Check this out.
Shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
know what? We had to cut that off, Alan. I'm so sorry because we've got like 2 minutes left, and I want everybody to know where they can find out more information about you. That was In Peace, Baby Clown Suit, guys. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cut you short, but we've got like 2 minutes. Where can people find out more about you, Alan?
My name is Alan Bernhoff pretty much on everything. So Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, it's all just Alan Bernhoff. So it's really easy to find me. And then there's music videos of a lot of my music, not all of it, but a lot of it on my YouTube channel. And so it's pretty simple. Everything's, I don't have any fake names or anything.
Yeah, just go to Alan Bernhoff.
I do have my website, alanbernhoff.com, but it's right now under reconstruction. So it might be you can go there, but it might be confusing because it's confusing.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to more stuff. Please keep me posted and stay in touch. It was a pleasure chatting with you and hanging out with you tonight. I loved it. I can't wait to see Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde's Rock and Roll Musical. Go check it out on andremedia.com, folks. Alan, thank you so much. I love when I'm here, new music for the first time, and I really had an exciting evening. Thank you so much.
Me too. Thank you so much. My pleasure. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Everybody, Alan Bernhoff, go check out his stuff, especially the Beatles stuff. If you love the Beatles, you're going to love Alan's stuff. So go check it out. And alanbernhoff.com right now, and also anywhere, Instagram, Facebook, go check him out. A-L-A-N-B-E-R-N-H-O-F-T, Alan Bernhoff. Thank you so much, Alan. Take care. We'll keep in touch, okay?
You bet you. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, God, I can't believe I ran out of time. I usually don't run out of time, but there was so much music to play, and it was all so good. I had to share it with you guys. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I'm definitely going to check out that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde Rock and Roll Musical. It sounds like it's really good, so I'm looking forward to that. So join me on Wednesday. Oh, no. Where am I? Thursday with Rick Sooty Karatas. We're going to be playing a song about him. He's got two books out, one for Alzheimer's, one Rainbow Relatives for Pride. And the song is really heart-wrenching, especially if you had somebody with Alzheimer's in your family. So I thank you all. Thank you, Alan. Take care, everybody. Have a good night. Have a great week. I wish you well, and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.